This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I don't have a lot of details at this particular moment, but let's talk about what happened in Southern California. A gunman killed 10 people, injured 10 others at a ballroom dance studio Saturday amid Lunar New Year celebrations. 20 to 30 minutes later, a man with a gun entered the Lilac Ballroom in nearby Alhambra, but patrons wrestled the gun away from him, and he ran away. Despite the police not releasing the suspect's identity or race, some leftists on Twitter were quick to pin the horror on white supremacy and anti-Asian hate before all the facts were known. Like Chucky Schumer, I'm heartbroken by the news of the shooting in Monterey Park amid Lunar New Year celebrations. I'm praying for the victims, their families, and first responders. We must stand up to bigotry and hate wherever they rear their ugly heads, and we must keep working to stop gun violence. Adam Schiff, 10 dead in Monterey Park. I am sickened. A horrific example of needless gun violence. With bigotry towards AAPI, which is Asian American Pacific Islanders, now because we have to play identity politics, as a possible motive. The families are in my prayers as we seek information by law enforcement. We will never quit demanding real action on gun safety. Meanwhile, the hashtag Stop Asian Hate was their heart is beyond heavy for the victims and their loved ones. Lunar New Year is a time of togetherness, celebration, and love. This tragedy is beyond hate. We are broken as a nation to have mass shootings and white supremacy reign terror. Our community is shattered. That coming from Wisconsin State Representative Francesca Hong. And then something came out, although we don't know all the details yet. Authorities say the suspected gunman was an Asian man between the ages of 30 and 50. And we get this. On Saturday, January 21st, 2023, at 10:22 p.m., the suspect male/adult/Asian pictured above, which there's a picture of him in a toboggan hat, was involved in a shooting. Investigators have identified him as a homicide suspect, and he should be considered armed and dangerous. Contact L.A. Sheriff's Department Homicide with any information. Well, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Authorities said Sunday they know the suspect's name but declined to release it because it could complicate their ability to apprehend him. They released a photo showing an Asian man wearing glasses and a winter hat, and it was taken from the attempted shooting in Alhambra. Chester Chong, chairman of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, Los Angeles, told ABC7 that the mass shooting was over a domestic dispute. By midday Sunday, police and tactical vehicles and bomb squad trucks surrounded a white van in a parking lot in Torrance, located roughly 30 miles southwest of Monterey Park. A law enforcement source told Fox News that an individual inside the van had shot and killed himself. Hours later, L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna said authorities were looking for a white van after witnesses reported seeing the suspect flee from Alhambra in such a vehicle. They declined to say what type of gun was recovered in Alhambra, but he said investigators believe the gun used in Monterey Park was not an assault rifle. It matters. It doesn't matter to me. Why should it matter to me? The shooting and manhunt sent a wave through Asian American communities in the L.A. area and cast a shadow over Lunar New Year festivities around the country. Monterey Park is a city of about 60,000 people on the eastern edge of L.A. and is composed mostly of Asian immigrants from China or first-generation Asian Americans. The shooting happened in the heart of its downtown, where red lanterns decorated the streets for Lunar New Year festivities. A police car was parked near a large banner that proclaimed Happy Year of the Rabbit. This occurred at Star Ballroom Dance Studio, a few blocks from City Hall on Monterey Park's main thoroughfare of Garvey Avenue, which is dotted with strip malls of small businesses whose signs are in both English and Chinese. Cantonese and Mandarin are both widely spoken. Chinese holidays are celebrated, and Chinese films are screened regularly in the city. I would like to go for that part. I'm a big kung fu film fan. Now, the focus here should be on the families of those that were wounded and killed, and on the wounded, because hopefully they will be able to recover. The focus here should be on tracking this guy down and catching him and making sure that he is not available out there to do these other things, because apparently he wasn't done. We know that the agenda had more to do, from what we understand from the Chinese Chamber of Commerce present there, that this was a domestic dispute, not some sort of agenda-driven, hate-filled statement rage killing. And the tricky part here is to not get in there and start giving too many. You don't want to speculate too much on this. Not if you don't. Okay, let me rephrase that. I don't want to speculate on it because I don't want to be wrong about it. But, you know, what's going on right now? We're looking for the guy that did it. That's what's going on right now. And it will continue to go on for a minute until they catch him. And in the interim, all of these politicians are going to spring out of the woodwork and talk about gun violence as if that's really a thing, and talk about hate and ID this and ID that and AAPIs and all this other stuff. These people are Americans, okay? We could just call them Americans, right? Sure, I'm sure there's something to be said about their Asian heritage, where they come from and all this other stuff. But by the same token, according to the Democrats, it is a... What is it? Is it a feature to just remain segregated? Not assimilate in the melting pot? Is that what we're doing now? I don't know. When I saw this, and I saw that once again they had jumped the shark on this one, my first thought was this is a mistake. This is how you make mistakes that, of course, you'll never walk them back. This will not be seen as anything other than, they'll be forgiven for their mistakes. Because motive is everything in a killing like this. Motive is everything in an act like this. And you have to figure out what that is. So, my thoughts go to the people of L.A. and this, and that were murdered, and the people that got wounded, and their families. My prayers go that way, and we're going to just have to give them a moment to catch this guy, and then we'll work our way back from that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now then. Coming out of New Mexico, District Attorney Mary Carmack Altweez announced plans this last Thursday to charge actor and anti-gun activist Alec Baldwin with two counts of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Helena Hutchins on the set of the Western movie Rust. And that's a, that, yeah, I, you know, okay. I was asked, why did this take so long? I guess it took that long to figure it out, I guess. I don't know. Baldwin is responsible for pointing the gun at Hutchins and failing to make sure the gun and supposedly dummy ammunition were properly checked, according to prosecutors. Now, despite his blatant disregard for gun safety, he is bewildered that punishment has been levied against him, and his attorneys claim that the charges are a terrible miscarriage of justice. As an anti-Second Amendment activist who has a habit of demonizing the gun in criminal shootings instead of the person pulling the trigger, Baldwin is probably perplexed that he, not the weapon itself, is being slapped with criminal charges. Thus, you know, this is the way of the anti-gunner, I guess. According to Baldwin, everyone and everything are to blame for the shooting except himself. So to skirt responsibility, he has insisted that staff told him the weapon was unloaded and even that he did not pull the trigger, which a claim that an FBI forensic report stated is implausible. Yet, even if his gun had fired without him pulling the trigger, he would still be at fault for failing to follow safety protocol. John Lott at the Crime Prevention Research Center writes, "The first rule of gun safety is you don't point a gun at something unless you intend to shoot it. Even if you believe the gun is unloaded, you don't point it directly at others. He failed to follow the first rule when he carelessly pointed his gun at Hutchins." And the idea that the person holding the gun and causing it to discharge is not responsible is absurd, according to Helena's husband, Matt Hutchins, in an interview with Today. And as absurd as it might seem, though, that's exactly what Baldwin and the other anti-gun activists want us to believe. Baldwin has been highly critical of the National Rifle Association and other pro-Second Amendment groups. In 2018, he joined a swath of other Hollywood elites in a No Rifle Association initiative, which sought to reduce the influence of the NRA. He got into a Twitter spat with former NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash that same year, tweeting that Lash doesn't care how many dead bodies she has to step over in her pursuit of defending the Second Amendment, adding that the Second Amendment needs to be rethought. Apparently, Mr. Baldwin, having not, having missed Philosophy 101, he's not getting one thing. Inanimate objects like firearms are not intrinsically evil or good. They're designed by good people. They have a good purpose in mind when the people are designing them and putting them forward and putting them out for sale. The actions of a gun wielder, however, can be. It can be evil. It can be for good. It can be completely negligent. But, you know, if you want to see for good, let's go back to the Greenwood, Indiana Mall. Three people were killed, two others were injured when a gunman opened fire. Another man that day also had a gun, a legally armed 22-year-old, who was at the mall during the shooting and killed the assailant. Both men fired guns, but one took the lives of three innocent people, and the other heroically saved more bystanders from harm by neutralizing an active threat. Now, Baldwin did not intentionally kill Hutchins, but he is responsible for his negligence. His disregard for gun safety could be compared to a distracted driver accidentally hitting and killing a pedestrian. The driver did not mean to hit the person, but his irresponsible decision resulted in death, leaving him to bear some level of culpability. Baldwin's apparent guilt, rooted in his own actions, is consistent with fundamental principles of natural law. As St. Thomas Aquinas writes in the Summa Theologica, "If a man be occupied with something unlawful or even with something lawful but without due care, he does not escape being guilty of murder if his action results in someone's death." Ultimately, his failure to take personal responsibility is emblematic of the entire anti-Second Amendment movement. The unconstitutional gun reforms that he and the other anti-gun activists advocate, they lay blame for gun-related homicides on the firearms, not the shooters. Such an approach treats the symptom, not the disease, and makes as much logical sense as Baldwin trying to deduct the blame for his own actions. But, you know, it's sort of hard to see how he couldn't have been charged with at least involuntary manslaughter, because you don't point guns at people, right? And, I mean, I think that's even a rule in Hollywood since what happened to Brandon Lee. But, I mean, it's nothing new for Hollywood to have guns go off and shoot each other while working on a film. But, I mean, now, I mean, we're to the point now to where we should have learned the lesson by now. And even if you believe the gun is unloaded, even if you verify it's unloaded, you don't point it directly at other people. Baldwin's been an actor for 40 years. He's been in many movies using guns. Must surely have had this explained to him many times. And the Actors Equity Association, the union to which he belongs, clearly states the rules for firearms use on his websites. Treat all guns as if they're loaded and deadly. Never point a firearm at anyone, including yourself. Always cheat the shot by aiming to the right or left of the target character. Check the firearm every time you take possession of it. Live ammunition may not be brought into the theater. His repeated claim that he never pulled the gun trigger is not credible. But here's the thing. If he really believes this, what if the scene, would he have checked the gun if the scene had called for him to put the gun to his own head? Right? We were setting up for a camera shot. What if he had to put the gun to his own head? You know, shades of John Eric Hexum. That young actor who accidentally shot himself with a blank. And it killed him. You think he would have checked it then? He did not act with due caution. There's plenty of rules out there regulating this kind of thing and the way you're supposed to do it. He skipped steps. Everybody there was negligent. Everybody there needs to pay the price for this. Baldwin had the ultimate responsibility for Hutchins' death. He handled the gun and pointed it at her. And as a result, he's now up for a jail term. Do I think he'll actually serve any time in jail? I don't know. I hope he learned something from it. Based on what I'm seeing out there in the streets as he's still making his appearances and everything, he's still quite arrogant. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Police say two people are in critical condition after a shooting at a charter school in Des Moines, Iowa. Officers responded to the scene this afternoon and found three injured victims, that third person listed in serious condition. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop. The man who disarmed a gunman in Monterey Park, California, is telling his story. Brandon Say appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to recount his heroic actions.
Something came over me. I realized I needed to get the weapon away from him. I needed to take this weapon, disarm him, or else everybody would have died.
Say said once he got the gun, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. The death toll has risen to 11. A recession could be on its way for the U.S. economy. The Conference Board's leading economic index fell by 1% in December. According to the board, that data suggests economic activity will likely turn negative before it picks back up in the fourth quarter. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. Here's a quote for you from Niccolo Machiavelli. Before all else, be armed. Let's talk about some people who can't. Less than a month after 3 Parisians were murdered, 3 others seriously injured when a terrorist started shooting randomly at a local Kurdish cultural center, another terrorist, this time using a homemade bladed weapon, precipitously attacked innocent Parisians at a busy Paris train station. 6 innocents were seriously injured. Many more would be doubtlessly have been wounded slash murdered were it not for incisive action by an armed off-watch French police officer who just happened to be returning home from a shift. Seeing what was going on, he immediately drew his pistol and gunned down the terrorist without hesitation. The terrorist was transported to a local hospital but was not expected to survive. The officer was not hurt. Over the past year, French police officers have been allowed to go armed at all times, on watch and off. And heretofore, they were not, but the current obvious terrorist situation prompted the French Interior Minister to change the rules just in time, as it turns out, for all those innocent Parisians at the train station today. Now, if you're LEO, here or there, do you ever get to really enjoy any status such as off-duty? Is that ever really a thing that you actually are going to be able to live by? In 2023, with violent criminals, terrorists, extremists popping up like jacks in boxes, our stark choice is to carry constantly or be carried one last time. For those of you in the LEO business, you may be off watch, but unfortunately nowadays you don't get to be off duty. But that's okay. because I still back you. And should something happen around me, I will have your, I'll have your six, no problem with that. Another's quote, "The art of war teaches us to rely not on the calculated likelihood of an enemy's coming or not, but on our continual readiness to receive him no matter what he does." And that's what it means to carry a gun. Now here's another quote from Hubert Humphrey. "One of the chief guarantees of freedom under any government, no matter how popular and respected, is the right of the citizen to keep and bear arms. The right of the citizen to bear arms is a safeguard against tyranny, which now," this was stated in 1960, "appears remote in America, but which historically has proved to be always possible." Here in America, until recently, we smugly considered political violence, much like ubiquitous public beggars, ecumenical, unapologetic political corruption, squalor, filth, chaos, anarchy, lawlessness, open borders, etc., something confined to third world countries. If only that were the case. Political violence revenge was rampant and widespread during the Revolutionary War period in the late 1700s, and again during and after the wars between the states from the 1860s to the end of the 19th century. In fact, in the 1700s, many atrocities attributed to Indians were actually committed by European immigrants, all piously in the name of the crown, French or English, or in some cases French and English, with local Indians often being recruited, bribed to join in, first on the side of the French against the British and other Indian tribes, later on the side of the British, this time against the colonists and other Indian tribes. The War of 1812 was actually just a continuation of the Revolutionary War, which never really ended despite Yorktown and the subsequent Treaty of 1783. The bitter, lethal hostilities between the colonists and the English loyalists were to continue well into the third decade of the 19th century. Countless politically motivated raids and other murderous escapades took place in present-day Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri, representing the frontier of the era, and thus many, probably most among the murderers and the murdered remain unrecorded to this day. Then, half century later, Civil War and aftermath witnessed the same thing all over again. Frontier, now most particularly represented by Kansas, Texas, Missouri, Illinois, hosted countless massacres of innocents both during and after the war. Even after the war officially ended in May of 1865, bands of outlaws, including many teenagers who had been too young to fight in the war, but were now anxious for violent revenge, they participated in murderous atrocities, victims of which usually had little to do with any particular political issue. The innocent and defenseless are always the easiest to find and murder, and always with the least risk. Most of these outlaws were eventually hunted down and or captured. The vast majority were gunned down or hanged. The lesson is that bitter national political divisions can quickly get out of hand, and America is not immune to this. Not today. Not today. There are many borderline sociopaths out there just looking for a plausible, maybe even lofty-sounding excuse for visiting precipitous violence upon innocent fellow citizens whom they consider political/religious enemies. Destroying innocent property and murdering innocent people then becomes excusable, and it's often encouraged by cynical politicians, currently with no consequence, by the way. It has surely happened before on a large scale in many nations, including this one. It's part of the history. So, you have to be ready. All the time. I sincerely wish that I could tell you that, you know, if we just do this, this, or this, we won't have to worry about this again. But that time's never going to come. It's never going to happen. So you have to be ready to go. You have to be ready to react for any eventuality, even those that seem so unlikely a short time ago. When I get out here and I start talking about this is what you could carry and this is what you maybe want to think about doing, this is all based upon the worst possible eventuality. This is the kind of thing that James Yeager used to, when he would travel, this is where he would travel. John Farnham, Steve Fisher, Dave Harrington, all these guys understand history. And while the probability is that you're going to be in the 3 second, 3 shot, 3 feet encounter, should you have to pull your gun at any given time, any time in the future, that the probability, that's the way that would work out. But what if we were to have some sort of politically motivated upheaval and you're going into town to do something and all of a sudden you run in there and you are facing a wall of people coming at you. And sure, you'll have your concealed carry weapon. Maybe 2 spare magazines. And against that many people, yes, you will shoot some people if they come at you and they try to hurt you, if they perceive you to be the enemy. And in time, in a very short time, you'll run out. Because it doesn't matter how much ammo you carry. It's never going to be enough in something if everything just crashes. And right now, today, I've been spending my time today packing my pack. It's not a big heavy pack or anything, but it's going to have, it's going to have enough stuff to hopefully extricate myself from something to where I can get somewhere and shore up what I got. You got to be ready for any eventuality. Any eventuality. My Patriot Supply, that's why the My Patriot Supply thing is very important. Any eventuality. So, another quote. There are things that you cannot imagine, but there's nothing that may not happen. It doesn't matter if it crosses your train of thought. It might happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, when you look at the left and you look at the things that they propose, most of the things they propose, there's no way it could possibly, even if it happens, it's not going to work the way they think it is. And whether it's gun control or climate change. Climate change, I'm beginning to see climate change and gun control as sort of analogs for each other. So let's look at something about climate change. And then you can apply the same thing to gun control, because what they think they can do with gun control is just not let law-abiding people have guns, and that's going to stop crime. And that just answers its own question, right? But if somebody proposes a ridiculous solution to an existential problem that doesn't have any chance in hell of succeeding, should we be forced to take the problem seriously? Now, if the climate alarmists truly believe that there's a climate emergency, then they should be able to answer the first basic question about the plan. Will the plan even remotely make any difference in man-made emissions? And based on their screeching, we have less than 12 years, which is probably now to be about 8, before we all die from man-made climate change. And the plan should include sacrifice from everyone to save the planet. Now, if man-made climate change is an existential problem, the problem of a generation, then you would expect all major contributors to the climate problem to contribute to the solution. But no. China seems to be exempt from actually reducing emissions. Is that significant? Well, actually, it sort of is. And the measure, and I don't know if this is in metric tons or what it works out to be, but the country CO2 emissions total of the top 10, China, 10,175, United States, 5,285, India, 2,616, Russia, 1,678, Japan, 1,107, Germany, 618, Indonesia, 494, Korea, 611, Saudi Arabia, 582, Canada, 577. And I guess the CO2 is reported in million parts per whatever. Now, China accounts for 42% of the emissions from the top 10 CO2 emission producers. If man-made climate change is the existential problem of our time, you would assume that China would be a mandatory participant in the climate accords to cut emissions. But you would be wrong. China is not. As a matter of fact, China plans to increase its CO2 emissions, by one account, it would average 13,800 over the next 5 years. The official estimate is 12,900 to 14,700 million parts. If you truly believe that this is a man-made climate, that there is a man-made climate problem, then it's ridiculous it can be solved by allowing the number one producer in the world, responsible for 42% of the top 10 emitters, to increase production by up to 24% over the next 5 to 10 years. Now, if you look at the table that I'm looking at, you would see that the top 10 decreases by, if everybody decreases by 15%, and China just achieves the average increase estimated, the overall top 10 emissions will increase by 4% overall. And that would have China at 13,800. We're down to 4,228. India's down to 2,096. Russia goes up a little bit, 1,343. No, they go down, actually. Japan, 885. Germany, 562. Indonesia stays the same. Korea goes down. Saudi Arabia goes down. Canada goes down. Once again, the total there is 24,820 million parts per whatever it is. Right now, as it stands, it's 23,950 million. So, China will become 50% of the top 10 within 5 years, and overall emissions will increase 4% from the top 10. And that assumes that India and Russia follow through on their commitment. So, this is just data. What does data tell us? Their projected increase in emissions will overwhelm the projected decrease in emissions of the other top nine if they achieve their 15% goals. And, if you're asking how, that's the existential problem of our time. How can any nation be allowed to significantly increase emissions, especially the country that is currently by far the world's number one emitter? Now, if any of you are out there going, Bill, the globalists have a plan, I can assure you, based on this high-level math that I'm doing here, that they do not have a serious plan to address man-made climate change. So, now, the question, therefore, becomes, why are they pushing this agenda and this ridiculous solution? What kind of plan do they really have? And without the magic wand referenced repeatedly by globalists allowing China to increase emissions at a time that you are asking other countries to sacrifice with proposed reductions is a totally ridiculous and unserious solution to the man-made climate change problem. The real question then becomes, why are Western nations being asked to sacrifice in this way? And here we have to follow the money. China increases manufacturing capability to produce the green products needed by the West. It increases this capacity while significantly increasing emissions of the very gases the rest of the world are trying to cut. Cutting Western energy consumption will hurt Western economies, and allowing China to increase energy consumption will allow its economy to expand. The solution to man-made climate change is nonsensical, unless this solution is really a financial reordering, and China seems to be the only country truly benefiting from the current green plan. And, math doesn't lie. This is one of the things that, one of the reasons that I like John Lott so much is John Lott's just doing math. John doesn't have an agenda. Using math, you're actually seeing real science. And this should be used, we should be dispelling the myth of man-made climate change. I recommend that we not listen to people who are unwilling or unable to complete basic math problems when solving this so-called crisis. Pushing a solution that benefits the number one polluter in the world is unserious. Unserious. This is not really a problem if this is what we're doing. The proposed unserious solutions will do nothing to help the problem that is supposed to be so doggone serious. And science is nothing without proper math. The proposed cuts will have no impact because the plan is not based on proper math. When you're talking about science, you're talking about math. Anybody who doesn't believe that, of course, they're not serious. They are not serious. And here's the thing. This is the thing. The other thing about the environment. One of the biggest frauds they tried to foist upon us was carbon credit. That was going to be the cryptocurrency before there was cryptocurrency. This was going to be the new currency, carbon credit. Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett wanted to be the ones handling it. They wanted to open something called the Chicago Climate Exchange. And they were looking at about $22 trillion a year. And what they would basically be doing is they would go to the Congo, the PRC, and they would say, we're going to buy some carbon credit from you. And they would tell this to whoever was in charge because I don't think they have a very stable government there. But they would become, this would be a big wealth redistribution because we would be paying them for the right to pollute more. So, of course, you know, you'd be allowed to pollute so many parts per million, and then everything else was going to have a cost. And that meant that everything else was going to go up in price. And therein lies the problem. That tells you right there, it was never about saving anything. This was buying permission to pollute is a double-edged sword that hurts everything. You're still polluting, which if this was a real issue, polluting would not be something we'd want to do. But anyway, we got hour number three coming up. So, let's do that. And when we get back, we'll see what's going on. Coming up next, you can do something to help get prepared if you listen just in a second. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.